Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week of Make Your Day Count. We are excited to be here declaring the Word of God, going through it so that we could pick up more and more juice, more and more understanding from it as we go over the Word, as we increase in the understanding, then we build our confidence in the Lord so that we're able to go out and do it.
Because without my people perish. Mm-hmm. Why the scripture? Here's a great scripture on this Monday morning. And by the way, the month is going by very fast. I can't believe June comes and we're going into June now. We're really digging into June. Listen, the Word of God says, guys, that my people perish. Why? They didn't perish for food. They didn't perish for because of sickness and disease. It's specific, this kind of perish. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is necessary to live a life in the Spirit. All right, so we started all this morning. Spiritual knowledge is necessary to live a life in the Spirit, as all the vitamins and the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, right, guys, that we get from the food is necessary for the body. Are you with me? So when we malnourish, when we lack the basic vitamins and minerals, then our body starts to what? Perish. So is the Spirit. When we lack spiritual knowledge, then our spirit starts to perish within us. All right. I just want to open it up this morning, guys, for you guys to go from there.
And that's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. So my people are destroyed. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And then if we look in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yeah.
So the Jesus, he is the Word in flesh. So in order to acquire, in order to build relationship, to be able to operate in the understanding of the Word, that is what we are. That's what we are basing our life, our fulfilling life on, his Word. It is the source of our life so that we don't perish. Think what a perish is. A perishing is a slow rotting. It's a deterioration over time. That's perishing. It's not automatic. The thing doesn't perish in one day. The food in the refrigerator doesn't go from being perfectly perfect to being rotten mess in one day. It perishes over time. So over time, as we disconnect ourselves from the Word, over time, as we disconnect ourselves from the disciplines and the accountability that we once thrived in, over time, then the parish comes.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we are continually being acquainted with the Lord and that we are operating to build our spirit man so that we are able to do, there are able to be proof and evidence over our life. Just like when Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3, which initiated the conversation. He said, we know God's with you because there is no way you'll be able to do these things. He says to Jesus, if the God was not with you, if God was not with you. So there was a noticeable difference because he had a relationship with God. He increased. He grew. The Bible says that Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in understanding. He grew in the study of the word. He grew in his relationship with his Father. He didn't just commune with him one time or be deposited into the earth and then have no further communication with God. He was continually being cultivated. He was immersed in the language of heaven through his Father.
So there's absolutely no way our spirit man that we've been studying this month, our spirit man, there's a spirit in man. So, and he gets what? Understanding from God. So the spirit man in us need the word of God. And when it has the word of God, it comes alive and produce tangible proof. And you mentioned about Nicodemus, right? Mm-hmm. Nicodemus saw the tangible proof of Jesus' life. Tangible. And she said, no man can do this from the soulish realm. No man can do this from the flesh. Except what? God ignite his spirit. Says God has to be with you. And we study from what? Proverbs. Remember the mm-hmm. scripture here. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, I think. That the spirit of a man is a lamp of God. Mm-hmm. The spirit of the man mm-hmm. is the lamp of God.
Searching. All the inner depths. Come on. Of his heart. Proverbs yes. chapter 20, verse 27.
Seven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to hold this on this Monday morning that my people perish. We tied everything here that living in the spirit is to be connected with God. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way we can produce anything which is godly, which is pure, unless we connect with God. Yes.
So the spirit, the word is our fuel. The word is our food. And this is how we learn. It says we perish for lack of knowledge. So we need to study the word so that we won't perish because we have the knowledge of what the word says. And also it all throughout the Bible, it tells us we have to connect in the spirit. As Pastor Beckford said, Nicodemus, of all the Jews, he was the only one that saw that. So yes. You know he had to have some connection to God because he saw something different.
Yes.
And this is how we learn and we can see through this. You know, it's very easy to live this life without God, basically. There are so many people out there that are atheists or whatever, and they're just living their carnal life just fine. Who knows what goes on in their head when something goes wrong, but they're just living. We have to make a conscious effort to study the word, to not be ignorant in what it says for lack of knowledge. And we need to study and we need to connect in the spirit and walk day by day, connecting in the spirit and being spiritually minded. Because being carnal comes naturally. We're flesh. We're human. We wake up. We're here. We're here in this realm. So this is what comes naturally. So we need to go forward and be in the spirit and look to God for guidance and nourish our soul with the word.
Go ahead, Diane.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 tells us, so God created man in his own image.
Yes.
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So God created us in his image.
Right.
He created us with his likeness. Yes. He created us as a place to put his spirit in the earth.
Yes.
So he created us as a vessel to bring the spirit of God into the earth. He came, he deposited. Job chapter 20 or 32 verse 8 says, but there is also a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. So in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, it tells us that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
Come on.
So the part that continually lives on is the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
The part that came from God is the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
The part that returns to God is the Spirit of God. So everything going on in the natural man, that's only of the earth. It's the earth suit. So the Spirit can operate in this earth. Because how else God said, he said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Yes.
He said, before your days were one, I wrote them all in the books.
Yeah.
Before you even lived one of your days, it was already written. So God already knows us in the Spirit. We are in the Spirit. We came from heaven. We're citizens of heaven. You're a citizen of the country you come from.
Yeah.
We're citizens of heaven, the Bible tells us.
Yeah.
And now here we are in the earth as an ambassador for heaven in the earth. And then when this time is up, when this gig is done, the body stays in the earth, and then the Spirit returns to the Lord. So what are we going to do then? We have to give an account for this journey that he sent us on into the earth.
Okay. Well, hold it right there. When did we pronounce a man dead?
When the breath leaves. He's not breathing.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm?
The man is alive no matter if he's moving or not. We says he's still alive because he's what? Breathing. He has what? Breath. But once the breath leave,
all the other systems are leaving. They may work temporarily. The other systems may work for a minute or two, maybe three, but then
they're done.
They're done.
They're done. The breath of God in man belongs to God. And that's what Genesis chapter 1:27 says. That's the likeness. That's the likeness of God. That's what's out of his image. Because God is a what? A spirit. I leave it to you guys.
And it's the breath that we use when we speak.
Yeah.
We can't speak without breath, without an air exchange over the parts of our voice box and such, the structure of it. So it's with breath we declare the word of God and see it come to pass in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.